The start order is 1-7-4-2-3-9-8-5.
The Extra Lap RC Podcast.
Welcome to the Extra Lap RC Podcast. My name's Aidan Burke, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend, Martin Owen. How you doing, Martin?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing okay, mate. I'm missing a bit of racing, but I'm all right.
Good.
Let's just get straight to the guest, Martin. Who are we going to speak to today?
So this evening, we have another Swedish superstar. We have Jessica Paulsen.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me here.
No, thanks for joining us. Have you been the track today?
Not sadly today. I was there yesterday.
Right, okay. And I do see a lot of pictures of you practicing. Is that sort of indoor venue close to your house?
Yeah, I have my indoor track 2 kilometers away from my live. And then I have 2 kilometers from another way to my outdoor track. So it's pretty close.
Wow. And obviously this year, 2020 was COVID and all those things. How's the racing been in Sweden?
Last year we could actually go and racing after like half summer. But in November, before our last Nationals in 110, it got cancelled, sadly. Since then, we have not been able to go and racing, but we can still practice.
Right, okay. So do you have to do that whilst in school?
For a moment, we have distance in school. But yep, they're starting to open it up everywhere now. So for tomorrow, I will go back to school, but then I have 4 days at home.
Right, okay. Has it been good learning from home and being able to get to the track? As an old man, as me and Martin both are, we think that would be perfect. did you enjoy the time that you got to go to the track?
Yes, I definitely enjoy when I can have this close to live at home, do my school stuff, and then directly go to the track. I have 1 hour to my school, so I save a lot of time with the distance learning now.
Right. Okay. And how long have you been into... Jessica, how old are you now?
I'm 18 years old now.
Right. And how long have you been racing RC cars?
I started when I was 6 years old, so it's around 12 now.
Wow, 6. Why did you start so early?
My father had been racing over 30 years, so when I was young, he introduced me to this one. So I started with mini Zeta when I was like 4 years old. And when I got 6, I actually got my first time on the track, and I love the racing there. And ever since that, I have always been to the track and love the hobby.
So, like, 12 years, that's like, you know, that's as long as I've been doing it. But obviously you're a lot better. Have you always been good?
Yeah, that's a hard question. I would say like no, because it takes a lot of practice to be good at something. And today I still don't think I'm good. I can always be better. So that's what's keep on pushing me to be better every practice time.
Right. Okay. Jessica, you are good. Okay.
Thank you.
My opinion means nothing. Martin's means a bit more. But my opinion means, but clearly you are very good. You know, Jessica, when we met in the EOS round in the Hoodie Arena, you know, I spoke a bit to your dad. Clearly your dad's been important in your racing. Did you both race at the same time, or did he stop racing when you started?
We start both to race together, but the year 2015, he started on some small races to be my mechanic. And then he felt like he wanted to help me instead. So year 2016 was actually the first year he was only my mechanic. And ever since that, he has always helped me.
Right. So does that mean before then you did all your own stuff as well? You did all your own mechanics?
No, he clearly helped me at home to prepare cars for races. But he was not downstairs and helped me with pit stops and like that.
Right. Okay. Okay. And you do 10th and 8th. Which one do you prefer?
I actually prefer both. Before, I have clearly 1-8 Nitro as my favorite. But now with Agama and Schumacher, I can't decide which one is the best one. And now with the LRP combo, I can't decide between Nitro or Electric. So I love all my classes and drive.
Wow, great answer. Muzz and Jürgen and the Agama people will all be happy with that. Do you split your time? Like, sort of, I know it's different at this moment. Do you split your time between 10th and 8th, or is it like season based?
For me, it's always season based. During the winter time, I drive 110, and during the summer, I drive 1-8.
Right, okay, okay. Because I think one of your results, sort of in the summer in 2020, did you win the Swedish Southern Cup?
Yes, Swedish South Cup, I won in 1-8, and then Swedish Cup, I won in 1-10-2 with drive.
Right, yes, yes, I've seen those pictures. Obviously, look really great because David Ronafalk is second.
Yeah.
you've probably been racing David for a long time. Do you get on well?
Yes, I think he's a great driver, and it's fun to have someone that is so good over the world can be able to practice with me here at the races.
And sorry, I'm bombarding you with questions, but when you do go to, we're mainly 1-10th people. You know, we drive Schumacher lay downs like you do. I'm much better than Martin. That's the truth.
That's a lie.
That's the truth. That's the truth. So when you do go and you say you've got a venue sort of 2 kilometers away, what are you doing for your practice? And are you just running laps? Are you always trying new things? What do you get up to?
Mostly we're trying to find something better on the setup every time. But me as a driver trying to focus to always go home with a better lap times than I had before. Because I always like small steps, but better steps every time than making a big gap and then nothing on some time.
Wow. So what are your secrets? What does Jessica Paulsen think is important, makes Jessica Paulsen fast? Are you consistent? Are you aggressive?
I will probably say that I am consistent at the track, doing a lot, not doing so many mistakes and making many laps that is almost the same. But yeah, the secret, I don't know. I have always doing the same laps during the year, so.
Okay, and how does that work with your dad? Is your dad always pushing you on, or is he the one who has to calm you down?
I wouldn't say he does anything. We're just trying to have fun at the track, and that's mostly where we get the best results.
Right, okay. So, you know, you've got some YouTube videos out where you've done some, you know, bit of technical work. Do you enjoy that side of it? Do you enjoy, you know, answering people's questions and people coming up to your track? Is that something you get a lot of enjoyment from?
Yeah, I definitely do. Sadly, I don't get so much time to actually do my YouTube videos. I would like to do more often, but when I find time in my schedule, I always try to put one movie there.
And you say you go to sort of high school, college, you know, do you know what you want to do when you get older? Like me and Martin are both 45, you know, we're really old. Do you want to be a pro RC driver, or do you want to you just don't know at this moment in time?
Yeah, I definitely want to be a pro as a driver. That's what I'm trying to fight for. every day when I practice. But with going to high school, I'm trying to have like a backup plan if that doesn't work.
Right. Okay. What's your backup plan?
That's to be a teacher to young children. But I definitely want more to be a pro as a driver.
Right. Okay. Okay. Maybe you could give lessons at the track.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, our Joey, who's not here today, he could definitely help. Need help with, you know, maths, English, those kind of things. Wow, that's really good. So it's difficult to say now because we don't know what the world is going to be like next year, but was 2021 an action-packed year for you? Were you planning to, you know, go to Euros, go to Worlds?
Yeah, well, I plan to go to the European Championship on different, like Spain, England, like that. But now, when the situation like this, I don't think there will be any European Championship this year, sadly. Mm-hmm. But hopefully the world can come back to as close to normal it can be, so we can go back to racing. But that's the most fun part of it all.
Yeah, the travel. You know, meeting nice people like me, racing the quickest things. So what sort of events have been your favorite so far?
Yeah, I don't really know. The good part of this situation is that I can practice a lot and get better, but I still want to have races. That's the most fun.
Yeah, and is that what you're looking for? You just can't wait for the next European Championships, next World Championships, and you don't mind where they are?
Yeah, no, I really want to get back to racing. Now we're talking maybe to have some races in 1-8, but it looks like 1-10 season here in Sweden will not be off, which is sad because I really got a good setup on my Schumacher cars, which I really wanted to race, but... yeah, it doesn't look like it will happen now. So hopefully at the autumn we can go back to racing with them.
Okay. And I suppose if you said you'd race buggies, 110 electric in the winter, it's all indoors. Are you a fan of carpet? Do you enjoy racing on carpet?
Yes, 110 is for sure the best to drive on is carpet. I tried 1-2 times on clay, but I didn't like it as much as carpet. With Schumacher tires, it works really nice.
And what do you think some of your good results have been on carpet? I think I remember you the EOS we were there, and I think you beat Neil, our Neil Cragg. I think did you pull the B?
Yeah, I think I did that in the 2-wheeler class, but he beat in 4-wheeler.
Yeah. I never mentioned that to him. I just kept mentioning that you beat him in every leg of the final he was in. We really enjoyed that. It was great to watch. Are you happy with your Schumacher cars?
Yes, I am really happy with my Schumacher cars. They work like a dream. It's just the driver that needs to be better, and then it's a perfect match.
So obviously, Jessica, you've made the sensible decision and ran a Schumacher like all the best people do, you know, me, Martin, Joey, you know, three of the fastest people in the UK, and yourself. But you've got the team of Michael and Trish and those. So do you have a lot of conversations with them about what sort of work you're doing? Do you work well in the team?
Well, I think the team is really great and we're working good together. And now with the COVID, we cannot race as much together, which is sad. But I definitely think in the future, we will have great work together on the track.
Well, Jessica, you've been brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, would you like to thank your sponsors or anyone else who's been nice to you?
I would like to say thank you to all my sponsors that is helping me. Without you, this would never be possible to practice as much as I do and get better every time. I also want to say a big thank you to my dad for all the help he does to me. Without him, I would never be this good.
Brilliant. Okay, Jessica, thanks very much for your time. and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Honestly, people, this is like the fifth time we've tried to start this bit. That was great speaking to Jessica Paulson. And of course, great speaking to David Burton last week. We got a lot of great feedback and everyone really enjoyed speaking. What Dave had to say, telling us about his the DB 1 and 2. Honestly, load of great feedback from, I'm not referring to my friends, and I think that was really good. We really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I had a good listen. It was nice listening to one for a change, and I really enjoyed it.
You should maybe always should, listen.
Maybe I'll just stop doing them and listen. It's much easier. I'll enjoy that.
It is much easier. But yeah, no, so that was great. We'll just chat for another 5-10 minutes. One of the things, as a bit of feedback I did get, was Martin, do you want our intro?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's car number 6?
I have the answer. Car number six was Johnny Pinky Baker. And because he can't last a whole day at the race meeting, he'd already gone home by round 2, which is when that announcement was. So it didn't announce his number. Simple.
He was car 6.
He was car 6.
Yeah, that was Greg Anthony who sent me a message. I'd not be funny. We've had the intro for
6 months.
2 years. Oh, no, yeah. We've only had the intro for 6 months. But yeah. Thank you very much, Liam. Liam did our intro. But we'll put the intro on at the end of this one. And so you can listen. There's no car 6. And that was Greg Atney, who was chatting about that with his brother and asked us the question and said, well, as Martin's explained, it was John Pinky Baker and he'd gone home.
And he got home because it was past 12 o'clock.
Yeah, probably does. Probably does. Martin, I hear there's some breaking news.
I just read some breaking news. It's a shock.
Is it a shock?
To the RC world. But Elliot Boots has signed a 2-year contract with Reds.
Wow. Well done, Elliot.
So, yeah.
2 more years with Reds. Who could have seen that coming?
Exactly. Yeah, they got a good driver there. He's one of our favourites. Bless him.
Yeah.
Crap at COD 9.
Better than me. Unfortunately, that's obviously heartbreak for our missing co-host today, because obviously he thought he was in for a chance of getting Elliot Boots' deal.
He did, yeah, he did tell me that. He said he was better than Elliot.
Yeah, he did. So good. Doesn't turn up do podcasts.
No, doesn't want
to do them. Mate, none of us are racing. None of us know.
I race. No, I go racing, just not RC cars.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those.
You got to remember, sim hero fellas. Now. Yeah, sim race hero.
And what are you, go on, what sort of sim racing are you doing?
Well, I'm crap at it, so not very much, but I'm just doing a bit of PC sim racing. But there is it's amazing the amount of RC car guys doing sim racing at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a group on Facebook and it's RC Go Sim Racing or something like that. And there's a lot of people racing. It's, you know, I guess if you want to, you need to do something competitive, it's something to do in these boring times. But VRC, I don't like VRC, so I'll go do some sim racing.
Okay. And what are you on PC on Assetto Corsa?
PC Assetto Corsa and dabbling with iRacing, but I'm absolutely terrible at both. But I enjoy it.
Okay, well, I remember when we did that.
I know when to take pit stops at the right time, though.
Do you, mate?
Yes.
That's because, you know,
I don't take them right at the end.
No, that's because you're a 1/10 off-road guy. And
you
follow the rules.
Correct.
That's what we do.
Correct.
It's bred into us. But we don't know how much 1/10 off-road is going to be bred into us this year because, you know, and rightly so, you know, nobody knows what's going on, but we're still waiting to see what decisions have been made regarding nationals and then regionals. And I think so that will come when it will come, but it's not going to come. Well, I don't know, but I don't see it's going to come soon. So we just all need to be ready to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe we come out in tears. Many of those things, we'll just, you know, cleverer people than you and me, Martin.
Yeah,
we'll make those decisions. And, you know, if there has to be changes, then there has to be changes.
True.
People just make their own decisions. But, you know, I think I'm like hopeful for at least a decent race, a decent summer at Southport.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to, I honestly don't think we'll get back to route works.
Southport's had some, the tracks had some loving this week, hadn't it, with a video that was kind of doing the rounds. Is it Mark Anthony Jones shared?
Yes, a guy, oh no, his name's Simon, and I'm sure it's Stickland.
Yeah.
Did that video during the summer, and for COVID police people, it was taken at the very, as soon as we came outside, so you didn't have to wear masks all the time, okay? You had to wear masks like queuing up and going on the rostrum, obviously, but you didn't need to wear masks in the pit, so that's why there's many people without masks. It was made then, and I'm just trying to think. I think Southport put it on Facebook again, but I'm not exactly sure why we did it.
Right.
Maybe it was to do with, there was a good conversation in one of the Facebook groups from JQ's last video. I think that was Simon again, maybe. I think maybe that was it, because Simon had mentioned that and then he took that video. It does look brilliant. You know, it makes Southport look like $1 million. And yeah, it shows people how close we are to the sea.
Yes, it does.
But we, you know, maybe we get people get allowed out to do socially distant practice or something. Maybe in, I don't know, March's time, we might still not be able to go to Southport because it'll be like a wet, foggy, muddy sponge. But mate, we'll be fine. It'll be great. I've not really got any toy car things, because I've not really touched my car. I think once a week, put a few more turnbuckles on it.
Right.
And that's it. Have you done anything?
So, have I done anything? Nope.
Yeah.
My cars came off the track when I last raced them at Swindon Christmas, and they've sat on the wall.
You're good like that.
No, I'm not. I don't know. The problem is, if I touch them and I start playing with them, I want to go and drive them, and I know I could go outside the front of the house, but people just look at you strange when you do that. Do you never notice that? We all race toy cars, but you never want to drive it outside the front of your house because everyone just looks at you like you're strange.
Okay.
Do you not get that?
No.
I must have a massive complex about it then.
Well, I think you're more in the bigger numbers. One, I don't drive my car on the
street. Wait, you're trying to say I'm fat? Because I'm a bigger number. So I am, so that's fine.
I think there's more people who think like that than maybe think like I do. I keep saying this. Yeah. Everybody I know or come in contact with knows that I race to RC cars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the third thing I tell someone about what we do. So, I know, but more importantly, because I won't run my car in the street. Why would I run my RC car in the street? Might get damaged.
Well, it gets damaged when you race it on the racetrack the way you drive.
Yeah, maybe. but yeah, I think I did it once with a B4 and I stuck it under a car wheel, and then I was like, well, I'll never do that again.
It's, that happens a lot.
No, then, and you know, all my neighbours must, well, I suppose all our neighbours think the same thing. Why do these guys get up at stupid o'clock on a Sunday morning and pack a big bag into their suitcase, into their car and drive off somewhere, you know, and come back 5 hours later?
Yeah, probably.
But those are the things that we're missing. Those are the things that hopefully will come back. You know, regarding podcasts and guests, we will continue. You know, there is some racing in America. I think we've done really well to, you know, not just be one team or another, or, you know, we realised we're a bit American and we've then come back. We've said it before, just to make clear, you know, if you, the best way of doing this is just telling us who you think would be a good person to get on. Okay. If you think of someone else and we'll just put them on our list and we will just find them. And that goes for all the podcasts. And I love when I say that because I can remind people that today we had a new episode of the Race City RC podcast from Justin Doyle. And it's a great episode regarding the guy who's ran the longest running RC track in America. I think it's the one where which Dustin Evans races at.
How long has it been going for? You're going to tell me I need to listen to it?
Don't remember.
All right, okay.
But that's what he tells us the longest. I've got 42 years, but it can't be 40. It could be 42 years. This thing has been open. It's a long time and there's lots of stuff but like we could all enjoy. Please like and share this podcast. Please like and share all the podcasts. We should probably thank our sponsors and then we're done. Is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Is it you or me?
I think it's me.
Go.
Go. What, like yeah, go away go. Or you want me to... you like thank my sponsors?
Yeah, you thank your sponsors.
Wow. All the guys at Schumacher, John at RC Octane, Brian at Scoos for RC, and RDT Products. Brilliant. And RC Games. Got to thank the games.
Wow, yeah. You're very busy, aren't you?
It's very busy. Games are busy at the moment.
Okay. They've got a special Southport game coming as well. So
we have, yep.
We need to take a wall down and move it indoors. So that's what we're going to spend all of our money on, is taking a wall down and moving it indoors.
Excellent.
That's news to most people at Southport. I've only just sorted that out today. So we are going to move that wall. So that's it, mate. It was great speaking to Jessica. We will catch you all next week. I assume Joey's back next week.
I assume so. I don't know where he is. I don't talk to him anymore. I ignore him.
Stop.
Maybe he's not on this week because I'm on. Maybe, you know.
Well, maybe it's because Craig Gibson asked them a difficult question and never got back. Might have gotten had off by Craig Gibson. Do you know?
Yeah. No.
Craig Gibson deserves an answer, Joey. That's what he does. Okay, boys.
Sounds good to me. Boys, it's just me tonight, mate. There ain't no more. Joey's not here. Sometimes feel like we're your children.
Yes. Only when the mic's only when it's recording.
Yeah.
When that turns off. All the way around. Right. Cheers, Martin. Thanks for your time. Bye now.
Cheers. Bye bye.
The start order is 1-7-4-2-3-9-8-5.
The Extra Lap RC Podcast.